keep my commandments. So it does us a world of good to study the commandments of Jesus. And boy, did he give us some good ones. One is that you're to love your neighbor, but also he says, love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you. When you pray for those that persecute you, you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, because you're keeping his commandments. You ever been persecuted? Sure you have. Ephesians 4:2 says, accept one another in love. That's when you're loving him with all your heart. You're accepting others. Huey, are you in here? Yeah, there's Brother Huey. I love this brother. He's become a dear friend. He often parks out where I park, and we walk. And so today, I'm just going to confess, Hugh and I was walking out to the car, and we park out in the grass. We get all these new parking places. We ought to be able to park on the hard top. Amen. Still way out there, but we don't have to park on the grass. So I'm walking out, and I asked Huey this morning. We're just walking down Olive Road on the sidewalk. I said, Huey, do you reckon that all churches have as many crazy people in them as ours do? He did what you did. He laughed. You know, you have people that are challenged and have difficulty. Now, we're all just one choice from stupid. Everybody in this room. But you have some folks that really, they're just challenged. It's just tough. I don't even mean that they're mentally challenged. I mean, sometimes it's sociologically. Sometimes they don't know what to do with people. You know what I mean? It's just tough to deal with them. Man, I got to deal with this week. It says, accept one another in love. Accept those that, no, it just says, accept one another. Ephesians 4:15 says, speak the truth in love. Ephesians 5:2 said, walk in love. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wife. Now, I'm telling you guys, if you don't love your wife, you don't love God. Because that's the commandment. Young women, Titus 2:4, love your husband and love your children. 1 John 2:9, if you don't love your brother in Christ, you're in darkness. Colossians 3:14, above all, put on love, which is the bond of unity. Let me tell you, if you create disunity, disharmony within the body of Christ, you don't love God. In 1 Corinthians 13, you read this chapter lately? I challenge you in the morning to read 1 Corinthians 13. Let me just give you a little insight or two to it. Here's what he said. Just written these down, kind of bullet points. Just listen to this. Love is patient. Don't yell at your kids. Love is kind. Don't nag or whine. What's a random? You seen these random acts of kindness? You know, the people did on television. You know, you don't have to have a choir to go to the mall to do a random act of kindness. A random act of culture. I was down here at Target or Publix the other day. And I'm walking out to my car, and I got a grocery cart. And Liz sent me after four or five things. And so I rolled it out there, and there's a lady. She's got two or three kids and got the hatch back up on her car. She's putting those kids in there, and she's got that. But, you know, and it's always a mile to where you're supposed to put that cart. And I looked at her, and I said, ma'am, would you like me to take that cart for you? And she looked at me like, Jesus is here. I mean... I said, man, I'm going anyway. I just shoved them together, and I thought I was back 12 years old in my daddy's grocery store. You know, I was just going down through there. And when you get them going real fast, you can hop up on the back and, you know, your daddy will whip your butt for doing that. But you can really fly if you get to going. That's the first skateboards I ever had. They got on those cars. You go across there. Do you know kindness is part of love, guys? Love does not envy. It's content with what he has. Not boastful. Doesn't put yourself down to get praise. Doesn't fish for compliments. It's not conceited. Even secret conceit. Does not act improperly. Love is not selfish. Treats others the way he wants to be treated. I think Jesus said that in Matthew 7:12. Love is not provoked. Calms down, takes a breath. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. You must make yourself forget when the demons start to bring it up. But she finds no joy in unrighteousness. That is, they don't participate, condone, stand, do nothing when evil's at work. It rejoices in the truth. Then Paul ends poetically, and he says it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endure. How do we know we love God? Well, we keep His commandments. You preacher, you should become a legalist about this. I am. Jesus is pretty plain. If you ain't doing what I said, you don't love the Father. You can say stuff all day, but in the power of action is where love really counts. Now, let me give you four steps toward building love, and then I'm going to give us a practical application that will help us greatly. So let me give you these four things. You're going to want to write these down, all right? Number one, if you want to build your love quotient, number one, be honest about it. 1 John 4:20 says, if you love God and hate your brother, you're a liar. Just be honest. Just start, Lord, I just say, Lord, I'm just honest. I just don't love him. I don't love her. Just be honest about it. Now, don't stop with honesty, but that's step one. Number two, get a perspective on just how much God loves you. Do you remember the story? There's not John the Baptist that the guys talked about singing in that, but there's another, well, there are several guys named John in Scripture. But John, he's the brother of James. They're fishermen. And they were called something. They had a nickname. Sons of Thunder. I mean, does that tell you something about these guys? Sons of Thunder. Jesus asked one of these guys to take care of his mother after he is gone. I'm just here to tell you, I wouldn't leave my mama with the Sons of Thunder. He's got it popping off and angry. But oh, Jesus did something about these guys. John wrote John's gospel. You remember what he called himself all through that gospel? The disciple Jesus loved. Yeah. You see, Jesus agape'd him. He loved him and he changed his life. And that John wrote John 3:16, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And he wrote love in those chapters 42 times in 132 verses. Love, 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 love. See, the Sons of Thunder. Some of you just say, well, you know, preacher, that's just not my nature. That's your problem. You got the wrong nature. The nature of man is not that. Well, let me tell you, the nature of Jesus is agape. Now, again, go back with me and don't let it just be this syrupy kind of, you know, everybody runs over me. That's not what we said tonight. This love's got teeth in it. But it proves itself. And that's how Jesus loved you. Number three, after you're honest about it, get a perspective on how Jesus loved you. Number three, just remember what this love is. It is a direction of your will. It is love by choice. You got to change your chooser sometimes. 1 Corinthians 13 said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. I've decided to love the things Jesus commands me to love, not the things I want to love. And number four, as I understand, is to understand you cannot love on your own. Galatians 5:22 says that one of the fruits of the Spirit is love. Hear me, guys. You will never love until you are surrendered. Do you say what our singer said tonight? That you decrease and he increases. Only then will you be able to love as Jesus said love. Now, I want to help you to love your wife tonight. I just want to help you to get that done, okay? Now, C.S. Lewis, you may want to read that. Hear his quote from the Inspirational Writings of Lewis. I found this book and I brought it to Liz when I knew we were going to do it. I said, honey, this needs to be in there. Lewis said this, man's spiritual health is exactly proportional to his love for God. Did you hear that? Hear what C.S. Lewis said. Man's spiritual health, your spiritual health, not your physical health, your spiritual health is exactly proportional to his love for God. As you love God, so will your spiritual healthiness be. As you love him with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, your spiritual health will be. Now, when we turn that, how do we love our wife? Any of you read Chapman's book on the five love languages? You read that? Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Sharon, go ahead and put all five of those love languages up there. What I want you to do is look at these five things, and I want you to determine in the next minute or two what your love language is. Now, here they are. Number one, words of affirmation. If what turns your crank is somebody saying, attaboy, you did a great job, way to go. That's words of affirmation. Quality time. If what really would encourage you is somebody spending time with you, that's your love language. Receiving gifts. If you like folks to give you things, that's wonderful. And that's what really lights you up, then that's your love language. Number four, acts of service. You like when people serve you, that just does a great thing for you. It really bolsters you. And then number five, physical touch. Now, I'm just here to tell you, that ain't mine. All right? I mean, I've told this church, I'm just not much of a hugger. A lot of women are huggers. And I'm getting better. I'm not saying you're not supposed to. I'm just telling you that's tough for me. You know, I don't do a lot of that. Some of you do. I'm not saying right or wrong. It's just how God makes. Now, these are the five love languages, and so you know yours, all right? So you find that's just what turns you. Now, what you got to do is figure out that woman you love or that gal you're dating or those people around you, even other men, it's good to know what their love language is. How many of you already know right now what your wife's love language is? You know hers, all right? Well, friend, you ought to be filling her tank up. I'm telling you, if you'll love her like we've talked about tonight in this way in practical application, it'll absolutely revolutionize your home. Let's talk about these for a minute. Words of affirmation. That is not my wife's love language. Now, everybody likes to be told, well done. I'll tell her. My wife is absolutely scared to death right now. She hates doing this thing on Sunday night or Wednesday night. We'll get home, her hands, she'll have sweat on her dress. I mean, she's just scared to death of that. That's why before we came over here tonight and all y'all found out, I just slipped down there and put my arm around her and I prayed for her. God, I guarantee you, she'll be phenomenal teaching over there tonight. But she's scared out of her mind. Just scared to death. She said that over and over all afternoon. She said, I just don't think I'm going to go. I said, you got to go. I said, I'm just here. You know, there's no choice in this. You know, your name is up on the light. I mean, you got to go. But I can pump her up with words all day, but that doesn't do it for her. Quality time. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't like these things. I'm just telling you it's not number one in her life. Quality time. That's not my wife. Yeah. Matter of fact, there's a lot of times the less of me she sees, the better off she is. Amen. Yeah. So now she likes time, but that's not her. She's not just going to be clingy and just, you know, I want to be with you all the time. That's just not her deal. Some of you married somebody like her or date somebody like her. No others. It's not right or wrong. I'm just telling you what it is. Number three, receiving gifts. Thanks be unto Jesus. This is not my wife. It's not, you know, you can buy her stuff, but I mean, my wife, she's tight. That's what she is. I mean, she don't want to. We're getting ready, and Buddy's right down here. Y'all know Buddy High Note. We're fixing to be in-laws. Amen. His son, marrying my... Brad, you in here, aren't you? Where did I see Brad? Yeah, here's Brad right over here fixing to marry my daughter 2 weeks from yesterday. Y'all ought to come to that wedding. Nobody knows what I'm going to do, but I'm going to have fun at that wedding. Amen. I have to have fun to keep from crying, so that's why I'm going to have fun. Where was I? Oh, receiving gifts? Yeah. So my wife, you know, it's just not big gifts. And I mean, we get ready for this wedding. I mean, they're just trying to do it as cheap as they can do it. My wife, she said, I want to look good. But she said, you know, if I can get this dress for under this amount of money, I really feel like I look good. And I thought, well, it's okay if you want to, you know, spend some more money. You know, we're not going to go broke. But that's just not her. It's just not her. Now, other people are not that way. Some of you sitting there saying, oh, I wish I could trade. But I'm just telling you that's not it. Number four. You found sweet Liz right here. Acts of service. I get her tires rotated, fill her car up with gas. If I want to really love my wife, I wash her car. If I just get the keys, take it down to Ronnie's lot down here and run it through there and clean it on the inside and outside and spick and span that thing. Oh, man. Amen. It's going to be good at home tonight. I'm just telling you. Acts of service. That does that. Every Thursday night, we take the trash out. I'm just telling you, my wife is physiologically incapable of getting the trash from the back door to the road. She ain't going to do it. It'd pile up. I mean, but when I drag that can down there, oh, honey, thank you. That is so good. Now, if you really want to do it, go get it out of the kitchen and put it in the can and then take it down there. And let me tell you, wow. It's acts of service. It's just for her. For me, I'm thinking, what is the deal? But that's what she likes. Clean the table off. Bring your plate to the... See, my mother never would let me do that as a kid. Till today. My mother's 80 years old. I go to her house. She will not let me take the dishes to the sink. She says, just sit there. You and Dad, just sit there. I'll get this. You try to get up. She said, I'll whip your behind. You sit down. So, I didn't come packaged for acts of service. I came packaged to be served, all right? Doesn't always work out where you are, but... And then physical touch, you know, there's just something about the touch that really just shows love to some people. Now, you can have combinations of that, and we all like some of all of that, but when you find the people that are in your life, and I'm here to tell you, I've tested this a lot, and it's true. Chapman is on it with these love languages. Now, remember, it's not what you speak, it's what that other person speaks, and that way you have to get to know them and communicate with them, and when you find out their love language, then you can fill up what he calls their love bank, and you put deposit in and deposit in and deposit in, because listen, guys, you're dumb as I am. You make many withdrawals. And if you withdraw more than you deposit, you got crisis on your hands. Some guys, it's all they do is they just take and take and take and take and take it, and they never put in. And I'm telling you, after a while, she just says, with you, not going to do it. There's something about this agape love that when we find it, it really does work. Now, here's what we're going to do. How many of you are married or got a girlfriend or somebody? I don't mean both. I mean, all right. Now, we got some young men that are with us tonight, too, and I'm grateful for them. But here's what I want us to do tonight. As we conclude our time about love, I want us to get on this hard floor on our knees. And I want you, if you don't know the love language of your wife, I want you to ask God to show it to you. And if you're like Brad, about to marry my daughter, and you don't know it, and you're still single, you just say, God, show me that. Help me know. And you get Chapman's book and read down through it. I'm telling you, you can figure it out. If you're married to my wife, best way to find it, just ask her. Just ask her. I'm just telling you. Just ask her. In a minute, I want us to get on our knees, and I want you to ask God to show you how to show agape love to your wife and how to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And I'm telling you, when you love God first and then you begin to love that individual, and you, this may not be your wife, maybe a coworker, You know, it has a phenomenal application. These five things that we had up here. All of that, those people you work with, they've all got a love language. And if you want to encourage them, you find out what that is. See, Beth Harris is my administrative assistant, and she's got a love language. Now, I find out what that is. If I want to show Jesus love to her, how to do that, then I find out. I know those ways to give that to her. Sharon's got a love language up there. She works for me. I mean, I can't tell you how I abuse her. I mean, it's just awful. I mean, I'll walk in on Sunday morning, 10 minutes before service. I say, Sharon, we need to change some of that stuff on the screen. Can you get that done? Yes, sir, Pastor, we'll get her done. I don't know what she says when I walk off, but that's what she says while I'm there. I'm appreciative of that. I'm grateful. So I try to, you know, show that to people that are around us. These men that work with me around, I try to get to know the love language. They're all different. But when Jesus lives in you and through you, you begin to love in Christ. So tonight, to conclude our time, I want you just to get on your knees. That's what I'm going to do right up here. And I'm going to ask you to pray. And then when we all get quiet in a minute, then I'll lead us in a concluding time before we finish up our Sunday night study. And before we kneel, I want to thank you for coming and being here and hanging with me, and hope you'll come each Sunday night. We'll have a good time, bring some friends, we'll find some chairs, and we'll have a great time on Sunday night. Next week, we'll move in as we move from love to growing in Christ. We're going to talk about discipleship some next week, and then we'll move into the basics of service on that third Sunday night. So let's just all turn, and I know there'll be a few guys here, you can't do this, all right? Physically, you couldn't do it, but you can see it. But if you can get on your knees, you join me, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray. Amen. If you're close here at the front and want to use this altar, that's a good thing too. And just pray about loving your wife.